Or did you ever have a coal hod?
A coal what?
Hod. H-O-D. You ever hear that?
No. Now, a hod is what a fella carries on his shoulder to carry mortar up a ladder or something to a brick mason.
Oh, it is?
A hod.
Okay. It's something that fits on your shoulder?
Yeah, it's made just like a trough. It comes down this way, and then it's got a hickey on a handle on it here that he holds, and he places that on his shoulder, and that man fills it full of mortar, and he goes up and takes it to the man that's laying the brick. Now, that's a hod.
I've seen that. Uh-huh. Okay. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
Mm-hmm. We call a small vehicle, you carry bricks or other heavy things in it, it has one wheel, and you lift it.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. What do you sharpen a scythe on?
A what?
Scythe.
Use a file, or you can use a grindstone, or you can, well, that's about the only two things you can...
All right, what's a grindstone?
You never see grindstone?
Well, I just want to know if what I think it is the same as what you
well,
think.
Well, it's a big round stone, and they mount it on a frame to where they can have a handle to it, and someone turns that while you hold whatever up here that you're going to sharpen on.
All right, then how about the other kind of stone that you just carry around with you and do it on the
well, back? Now, people used to carry that stone in their pocket when they were back years ago, whenever they was cutting oats and wheat in the field. They had what was known as a cradle, and on this cradle was a blade.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd swing that cradle and cut the wheat or the whatever it was they cut, but they had to have to carry something with them to keep that blade sharp. So they carried this stone with them in their pocket.
Have you ever heard of it called a whetstone?
Yeah, whetstone.
Okay, that's all right. But a grindstone turns.
Your grindstone turns.
All right. If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you use?
Toilet.
Okay. Now, if something is squeaking on your car, what might you use instead of oil on it?
Well, now, y'all, it all depends on what you're talking about. Now, some places squeaking on there, you might not be able to get to it on that only with oil. And then maybe some that you'd use grease on.
That's what I'm asking for, yeah. So you'd say you would have to do what to the car? You'd have to...
Lubricate it.
All right, but with the word grease, you'd have to...
Dope it.
No, I want you to use the word grease. You have to
grease it.
Okay, that's all. Now, and then if grease got all over your hands, you'd say, my hands are all...
greasy.
All right. What is it that you used to burn in lamps?
How's it now?
What is it that you used to burn in lamps?
Oh, kerosene oil.
Okay. Any other name for it? You ever call it coil?
Coal oil.
I'm sorry?
Coal oil.
Yeah, all right. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made with a rag stuffed into a bottle?
I've made them.
What are those called?
Let's see, what oil we used to call them things? Of course, they call them now. They call them these Molotov cocktails. That's the same thing.
I know. They're bombs. They use them as bombs.
They use them as bombs. Now, but I forget what it was we used to call them things. We used to take them and make them and set them around out for a light to play in the yard at night.
And would they explode?
No, not unless... You see, where the explosion comes is... You put that rag in that bottle for a wick.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you throw that bottle, it burst. And then...
But if you don't throw it, then it won't explode by itself.
No, you can set it down at that, and it burns until it burns all of it out.
Oh, I see.
You see, your old miner's... I don't know whether you knew it or not, but your old miner's lamp that the miners used in the mines years ago, I'm talking about even before my time, was a little lamp that was... it was about that big around and about that tall. And then coming out from the bottom up the side, there was a little spout that went up here. Mm-hmm. And that spout carried a wick down in it.
Oh, I see.
And they'd fill that thing full of kerosene oil and then set this wick afire, and it would burn for hours.